You can run a full Windows desktop in the cloud that's accessible from anywhere, and I'll walk you through it step by step, even if you never touched a server before. We'll launch a Windows virtual private server on Comatera that costs as little as $7 a month or up to $18 all in, and you can get started for free with my $100 credit. Then we'll connect to it remotely from your device and walk through everything you need to know to use your cloud desktop with confidence. So let's get started. After you grab your free $100 VPS credits from Comatera, meet me over in your dashboard and expand the section over here that says My Cloud. What we're going to do is to create a new desktop. Now, pick a zone that's closest to you. I'm in Atlanta, so I'm going to pick the Atlanta data center, and this is the physical data center where your computer will be installed. For the operating system, we'll pick Windows, and for the version, we'll pick the only one that's here, Windows 10 Desktop 64-bit. And while it does say Windows 10 Desktop 64-bit, that's not actually going to be the case. It's going to be a Windows 2016 server version, which gives you the desktop experience. Now, it talks a little bit about pricing here for the license, and it's $10 a month if you do the monthly billing cycle, but they also have this powered on, powered off cost if you do an hourly billing cycle. So when it's off, you're not paying for the license, but when it's on, you're paying about a cent and a half per hour for the license. For the server specs, we want A for availability as far as type, and we can actually get away with one CPU core, 2 gigabytes of RAM, and 30 gigabytes of solid state drive storage, which, as you can see down here, brings your total monthly price up to $18 per month. Now, as far as networking is concerned, you do get 5 terabytes of monthly data transfer, but if you expand to the advanced mode, you'll see that you do have another option for unlimited data transfer, just throttled at 50 megabits per second. You are on a 10 gigabit per second port, which we'll test that out later. I'm going to stick with the 5 terabytes per month, which is probably going to be more than sufficient for me. And then go ahead and pick a password for your Windows server and then validate it. And then you can call your server whatever you like. All right, finally, pick a monthly or an hourly billing cycle. I did the calculation earlier. If you do the hourly billing cycle, you can end up with just a $7 per month charge if you never turn on your server. But I think most cost-effective solution would be $18 per month if you are going to have it powered on the whole time. So let's go ahead and create that server. All right, as you can see, our Windows server is up and running at this IP address. I'm going to click in here. We're going to use this a little bit later, but first we need a way to connect to the remote desktop. And if you're on a Mac, you're going to use a program called Windows App, simply. It used to be called Windows Remote Desktop. But let's go into the Mac App Store and install that. So what we're going to search for is, like I said, Windows App. Hit enter. And there it is. So let's go ahead and install that. And then once that's finished, we can open it up. All right. So what we're going to do is click this plus icon in here, and we're going to add a PC. Now, it needs a PC name, which is a host name or an IP address. So what we're going to do is go back into our Comatera dashboard, copy that IP address to our clipboard, and then back in the Windows app, we will paste that in. And you can add your credentials here, but I'm going to show you how to type those in manually when we're prompted. So let's add that and double click on this to open it. Now, the username. You should have gotten an email when your server was created. In there, you have your username, which by default is administrator. There it is. So we'll copy that. Back in the Windows app, paste that in. And then your password is the password that you created when you set up the virtual private server just a few minutes ago. So you can type or paste that in and then click on continue. So this is just making sure that you are connecting to something that you know and trust. So this is our IP address. Everything should be good. So let's go ahead and click on continue. It's configuring the remote PC, making our connection in full screen, and it's loading. All right, there is our desktop. Now I'm going to escape out of here just so we're not full screen. And the first thing I want to do is check our system resources to make sure that everything was allocated properly. So if you come down here to the Windows icon, we can go right to the Task Manager. And if you don't see this initially, you'll have to click on More Details. And what we want to do is come to the Performance tab and confirm that we do have one virtual CPU at 2.7 gigahertz, and our memory is 2 gigabytes as we allocate it back in the Comatera dashboard. Now, the other thing I want to check is our hard drive. So let's open up a File Explorer window, and then let's click on this PC, and you'll see that we do have just about 30 gigabytes of storage space, of which the operating system uses most of that. We only have 8.2 gigabytes left over for downloads and whatnot. Let's also click on this PC and go to properties. And like I said earlier in the tutorial, this is running a Windows Server 2016 version, not a proper Windows 10 desktop environment. But as you can see, we do have the full desktop experience. The only difference that I'm aware of, and I'm sure there's a lot more than this under the hood, but you don't get the Windows App Store, stuff like that. But that being said, one of the coolest things about this is the fact that this is running in a data center. So if we go to a web browser and go to something like fast.com to do a speed test, you'll see that we get a very decent 2.6, 6.1 gigabits per second. This is, as we talked about earlier, a 10 gigabit per second connection, and we're seeing at least half of that right now with this speed test. So that is very impressive, probably compared to what you have at your home in a residential setting. Okay, so we'll get out of that and we'll close all tabs. The other thing I wanted to show you is how to transfer files to your remote desktop and from it. So let's go to our actual desktop, our Mac desktop, and I have this sitting here. It's a zip file. All you really have to do is drag and drop. That's right, you have to do copy and paste. So right-click, copy the file that you want to copy, and then we can right-click here, paste that, and that should do the transfer. There you go. And just to confirm it works in both directions, we can delete that, right-click on here, copy it, and then back on our desktop here, we can paste the item, and there you go. Now we can close out of our remote desktop session by clicking on this X right here. And that actually doesn't shut down the computer. If you did want to shut it down, you can shut it down through the operating system or back in your Comatera dashboard. You'd have to go Actions, Power Off, and then type in the name of your server, WinTony in my case, and power that off, just in case you're doing an hourly billing and want to save on some of the license fees. If you made it this far in the video, thank you for watching. Your $100 Comatera credit is in the description below, so go grab that so you can spin up a Windows desktop in the cloud. Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you in the next one.